Hi all, and thanks for joining for this special employee and volunteer spotlight. I wanted to do something slightly different here. So far, since we've begun the podcast, we've met a handful of employees. In the first episode, we met our new town manager who—that's me. Then we met Captain Josh Miriam at the Hanover Fire Department. We then took a trip out to the Aetna Library and heard from librarian Sarah Molesworth about her one-month-long hike on the Long Trail in Vermont. We shifted into land use and sat down with Bill Fischel and Bernie Waugh from the Zoning Board of Adjustment. And then we moved into election gear and spoke with our town clerk, moderator, ballot clerks, and a supervisor of the checklist about what it takes to put on elections. And in this podcast, we're going to keep spotlighting staff and volunteers in addition to community members and projects every month going forward here. But I wanted to take a step back and talk about why we're doing this. And first, it's worth reflecting that even if we did one or two employees per month, Hanover employs a total of about 180 full-time, part-time, and seasonal employees, meaning it would take us years at that pace to make a dent in meeting everyone. Now, as adults, I think it's safe to say that most of us know that around the holiday time, presents don't just magically appear at the base of a Christmas tree by some sort of omnipotent Santa, but rather quite a lot of work by parents goes into the whole production. I might say that things are sort of similar on the municipal government side of things. Sometimes what we get looks and feels a little like magic, whether it's the roads being cleared of snow by the time you're heading into work, or that 24/7/365, there are staff monitoring water, sewer technology and other systems, or our first responders, or the OST staff at Parks and Rec, or the administrative staff that keep all of the departments moving, or many of the other things that happen often behind the scenes that keep everyone's lives basically on track. Obviously, I'm a big personal proponent of engaging with what happens at the local level, and over the years, I've spent some time trying to convince people not to do things like run for Congress, but rather get involved right in their local community where so much important stuff is happening all day, every day. Now, the goal of these spotlights is not only to help you get to know the personalities of some of the people who work here, and we do have some personalities, but also help improve the general public awareness and involvement in what happens to make all that magic get delivered every day. A good example of that is the multi-part election series that we're doing right now. And by the way, there are a number of ways that you can get right involved in our elections. And an upcoming one is on how our emergency dispatching and 911 systems work. And the hope is that not only all of this is interesting, but that it actually opens the door for folks in the community to get interested or inspired to get more involved in many of the volunteer boards or committees we have that also do tremendous work on a regular basis and which are also needed to keep things running. Now, whether it's from the town manager's office to finance to tax collection or assessing or our clerk or administrative services or IT, human resources, planning, zoning, and codes, the Howe Library, the Aetna Library, Parks and Rec, Public Works and the multiple divisions there, or the Water Reclamation Facility or Water Treatment Plant, or police and parking, or fire and ambulance, there really is a lot happening. And do we always do everything perfect? Certainly not. And we appreciate the tips and the feedback that help us make sure that we're always improving. But I have worked in and with a number of towns and engage almost daily with managers from multiple states. And boy, are we lucky to have the infrastructure in place that we do and the people behind the wheel that we do. And if you've been listening to this series and reading our reports, you'll know that there are some deeper dynamics in how we manage and take care of our personnel that we are working on in this and subsequent budget years. But as we gathered for our holiday party a couple weeks ago, and I got to meet some more of our staff and just reflect on how important it is to support this group, including on getting together in ways like that, I wanted to at least just take a pause and give a dedicated shout out and thanks to all of our municipal staff. Some of them have been with the town for nearing on 4 decades and doing work that honestly, many people wouldn't last a week doing. There's many who are brand new and getting trained up. Some live in town, though that's becoming more rare, and some commute, some up to an hour or more away, usually for lack of local affordable housing options. Some even live with their parents, and some who have parents who live with them. And many, I'm learning, really are musically inclined. So that joke that I've been making since I started about a Hanover Town band, this actually may come to fruition one of these days, so cover your ears. We have a lot of people from many different backgrounds and life experiences who work here. So I just wanted to state my thanks to all of our staff publicly. And if you see a town employee going about their job and you think they're doing a good job, give them a thumbs up or a nice compliment. Many of them are doing these jobs in part because they value giving back to the community. And so your appreciation really goes a long way. And as we've been conducting surveys and getting feedback from staff, one thing that has been pointed out to me a number of times is how much they appreciate the compliments or kind words and support they have gotten from community members over the years. Anyway, this is our December employee spotlight. In January, we're going to get back into meeting some of the folks who work here. And if there is a staff person that you'd like to hear about or learn more about, or maybe a staff that you've had an interaction with in the past that was positive and you'd like to see them spotlighted here, please reach out to me at alex.torpy@hanovernh.org and let me know, and we'll see if we can get them on here and talk more. So happy New Year, everyone, and thanks for all of you for learning and engaging and supporting so many of the things that make this such a special place to live and work.